Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News. Members of Congress are meeting today about politically motivated shootings, like the ones in Minnesota. ABC's Rick Klein on the difficulty of the problem.
It's not practical to have round-the-clock security for every state lawmaker or every member of Congress. We're talking about thousands upon thousands of people who do live pretty everyday lives. They get in their car, they get on flights to commute to Washington. So there isn't an easy solution. And again, I think there is a realization that this is bigger than any political party or a problem that's only faced by members of a political party. But that doesn't mean that everyone is going to respect that in the moment. And we've seen people seem to say something that that they may later regret for the politically tinged nature of it.
We've got a hurricane warning now on Mexico's Pacific coast. Tropical Storm Eric is intensifying. Top sustained wind of 65 miles an hour. The path could take it right over Acapulco, which got devastated in October 2023 by Hurricane Otis. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We may have some rain on my little petunias in Sextonville today. We'll see. I'll check forecast details coming up from WRCO. It is 5 minutes after 7.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
It will be prime time at the Richland Area Farmers Market Wednesday. They hope to have Wisconsin strawberries. Since this tasty fruit is so popular, they want to make sure the vendors have time to organize their table to serve as many as possible. Remember, the market starts at 1:30 sharp, not before that. They also plan to have rhubarb, salad greens, microgreens, kohlrabi, pea pods, mushrooms, radishes, bedding plants, jellies, jams, plenty of baked goods, including a variety of breads, as well as pies, muffins, cookies, eggs, meats to order, fresh flowers, maple syrup, honey, and much more. Going on at this week's market, remember, they will have representatives from Health and Human Services also answering questions for the public and distributing senior vouchers, which can be used on fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and fresh herbs throughout the season. Thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, they'll be offering Food Share EBT SNAP bonus bucks every week. Yes, every week. This means when you come to receive your benefits, you will receive double what you asked for, up to $10. They continue with the Youth Food Token Program as well, thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County sponsorship. And don't forget to bring your boomerang bags to receive a coupon for spending at the market. They received a Compere financial grant to help them with the funding for this program as well. And at 3 p.m., they'll have musician Michael Johnson performing. He will present a variety of folk, rock, and country music during this week's Farmers Market. Look for the market on the large grassy area at the corner of Orange and Court Streets across from Center Pharmacy on one side and Quick Trip on the other.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high of 75 today. Periods of rain, possibly some rumbles of thunder. Tonight, any showers ending. Patchy fog possible. A low of 60. Thursday, 84. Partly cloudy and warm. A slight chance of a shower. Friday, 85 with sun peaks and still a 30% chance of scattered showers. Saturday, 94. Heat indices on Saturday and Sunday could be in the low 100s. We have had a trace of precipitation, a few sprinkles this morning here at WRCO. And on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 66 degrees.
I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high low.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting.
Once it's in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
Coy Wetzel and Jesse Murph on WRCO. Today is Autistic Pride Day. It's International Go Fishing Day, a day to honor cheesemakers, National Cheesemakers Day. It's also International Picnic Day. That sounds like a good thing to do. I don't know. It may be all right today. Take an umbrella along if you're going on a picnic. It's National Splurge Day as well, a day to, I guess, spoil and baby yourself. And it's International Sushi Day. Celebrate accordingly. Here's Eric Church.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done. We're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drum you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stopped loving me. The bank man, the boss man, the law man, all trying to get their hands on me. And I ain't even done a damn thing wrong.
Montgomery Gentry and WRCA Radio. Florida Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions by beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final. They are the NHL's first back-to-back winners since Tampa Bay in 2020 and 21. What is wrong with that picture? How can teams from Florida win the Stanley Cup? I mean, I've always associated that with, you know, the Boston Bruins or Vancouver, Montreal, you know, and, you know, places where there's ice and snow. But I guess, you know, of course, it doesn't matter when you have man-made ice. But yeah, Florida has been doing it here over the course of the last few years during this decade.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest-cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Remember your school bus driver, the one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobesin for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobesin.com for the location near you.
Cobesin Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something,
then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feels so right.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Get ahead of sunburn season with a little help from Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Now through the end of June, save 25% on all sunscreen and after sun care products. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type and offer helpful tips if the sun gets the best of you. Keep those rays at bay with Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital, open Monday through Friday.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. How are things in Pea Ridge?
Pea Ridge is good.
Good?
Pea Ridge is good, yeah. Mowed my yard last night in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Got it done, though.
We didn't have rain in Sextonville.
Yeah, you must
have
been rain, yes.
Bosque Bell.
Yeah, yes. So anyway, all kind of traffic going on yesterday.
Yeah, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, busy guy. Uh-huh. Busy guy. And you? Did you do anything?
Well, I mowed.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I need to fertilize your yard.
No, that's all right.
Just a couple.
I'm fine with how fast it grows. I, you know, whatever.
And you're going to be gone on Saturday afternoon, I think.
How do you know?
I think you told me earlier.
Huh.
Will June go with you?
I'm not going to answer any of that.
I'd just like to know. I would like to do some stripes in your yard.
Oh, some stripes.
Yeah, you know, like put a big hankaroo in there or something like that with the fertilizer.
With fertilizer.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
What is that a no?
That's probably a no.
Would I get in trouble from work for doing that at your house at home?
Technically,
or is that two different things?
Technically, maybe.
Depends on what time it would be.
Yeah. But... we'll mark that in your assessment file
for even thinking about
for the next
it.
Next time, yeah. Oh, well.
Well, any plans tonight, buddy?
Let me see. What's on the agenda tonight? No, not really. I have quite a few things going on this weekend, which I wish it was the other way around. You know, I like my weekends. You know, like
I know you do.
You know, get up, eat on Saturday. Yep. You know, but got a few things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday we have home talent baseball.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my window air conditioner with me, I think, and then put it in front of me.
Where are you going to be at?
Dodgeville.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think Pat wouldn't care over there.
Pat probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can just hear him. He looks at me and goes, "One man to a pair of pants." You big dink.
Oh, no, it's more like, "What do you want?"
Yes.
Go
what do you want?
You feel so warm.
Yes.
What do you want?
And it's like... it's like two outs in the first inning. I'll get your lineup when it's ready.
Yeah.
Pat, I'm the umpire.
Right, right.
I don't care.
It's every announcer's dilemma, you know, and you have some that are really good. Mm-hmm. All of our high school coaches are really good that I work with. In fact, Kurt Thompson usually sends me the lineup that morning. He emails me.
Yeah.
But then there are others where, you know, it's a minute before game time and you got it yet? You know, come on.
I'll get it to you in a minute.
I got to get on the air. Actually, I'm already on the air. We got dead air. Yes.
But now we've noticed that we take pictures of it now.
Yeah, we take pictures.
And it's done.
It's a little easier.
Yeah, it's a little easier. That way you have it the whole game. Uh-huh. You don't have to worry about it blowing away. And anyway.
Right, or forgetting or whatever. My biggest problem is a lot of coaches and managers don't put first names on there. Mm-hmm. So then I get burned because I call somebody by their dad's name.
Right.
Or their grandpa.
Or their grandpa.
Yeah, the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in my case, maybe the grandma. So.
Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Did you have a grandma Henrietta or no?
No, I had a grandma Alou. Is her
Alou?
Alou. Yeah.
Uh huh.
So.
Uh huh. What was her middle name? Alou.
Granny Bray.
Alou Granny Bray.
She was always my granny. She was absolutely just wonderful to me.
I bet she could whoop you.
My granny was probably, and everybody says this, but my granny was the best. I'm telling you what. She only had a thumb. She got it cut off in a grain.
Oh.
And she only had a thumb.
My goodness.
But that never stopped her. She could lift a pan, lift a cup. I mean, you never wanted to get that thumb in you. But she's never laid a hand on us. It was just total respect for that lady.
Uh-huh.
So.
Awesome. But
anyway, did you know in Scotland, if someone knocks and asks to use your toilet, you must let them in?
Really?
That's I'm just asking. That's a Hanko or fact. Oh,
I think that's a fact.
No, it's
really.
Yes,
sounded so good.
And the way I presented it,
yeah, it is
after my grandmother.
Good transition there.
A common myth, but there's no law enforcing it.
Oh,
yet.
Okay, yet.
Yet, yeah. You never know. You know.
Well, I would think it'd be out of courtesy.
If someone knocked on my door and used your restroom, use it.
Legitimate. Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you had an outdoor privy, that would be a.
Right. Oh, I have an outdoor privy.
Do you?
Wherever I stand.
I imagine, yeah. So, talk about fertilizing your lawn.
Don't worry about the public pool right next to me.
Yeah.
Hey, cats are nocturnal, which is why they hunt at night. Hanko or facto?
I think that's facto.
Nope, that's a bunch of Hanko.
Man, I'm swinging and missing.
Yeah, they are. It's the. But anyway, you know, I try to help you out here.
They are crepuscular, meaning they are more active at dawn and dusk.
Right.
Ah, interesting. Did not know that. Annie just kind of sleeps all day.
she waits for you to come
she's
home.
She's nocturnal. Because we'll get in bed and you hear... And then jumps up on the window or something.
She's alternal.
Yeah, she is.
In America during the 1800s, millions of buffalo were slaughtered for their skins, bones, and meat. The bones were used for piano keys previously made of more expensive ivory.
I think that's Hanko.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Yeah, I never heard that one before.
The natural word is being played again.
Played again.
Yes. Philip, did you know giraffes can't yawn?
Giraffes can't yawn. Henry can, though.
Henry can.
Yeah.
Giraffes can't yawn. Is that true? Or?
Huh. I don't know.
Well, about this. Just imagine how long the burp is.
I know.
And the coffee always gets cold before it hits the tummy.
And if they have a sore throat,
oh my God,
that must be something.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But can they yawn?
I'm going to say they can't.
They cannot
yawn. They cannot.
Yeah, good for you.
Hmm.
You're all over this one.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. They would take
half the air if they all yawned.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Life does not end when the heart stops beating. Hanko or facto?
I would say that is true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Brain activity
still goes.
Brain activity can continue for up to an hour after the heart stops beating. Cross my heart, Philip, it is true.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm always up to something good, you know?
Yeah, right. Think about those chickens you used to do back in Pea Ridge. You know, they lived after they
were. Hey, remember the 18th month chicken without the head?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I was reading more on that. So. It actually
is that on your novel that you've been reading? You learn a lot while you sit on the pot.
Yes.
Man, that's got to be a New York Times bestseller, isn't it?
Well, it's WRCO's bestseller.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Especially if you use the pot.
Well, I haven't seen it in there. You know,
Joanne's has it.
Oh, she has it. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't know that.
Well, I'm the cleaner, so.
Oh, right.
There is an Irish myth that says that the gods were worried that people living in such a misty and foggy land would forget about trying to find the stars in the sky. So the legend says the gods drew galaxy or freckles on everyone's cheeks, known as Bersini in the Irish language, little stars in English, as it means. That's a long one.
That's a long one, and because it's so long and so detailed, it's got to be true.
It's true. I knew it as soon as I read it. It's like, this has got to be
true. It's got to be true.
It's got to be true. A face without freckles is a sky without stars.
There you go.
That is the Irish proverb.
Did you have freckles when you were
older? Don't I still, or is that just wrinkles?
No, I think that's just from your SpaghettiOs.
Hey, those are good. Yeah. They make me sick.
Two in the morning, that you kind of splashed them in your face.
You got to see this week's 2:30 a.m.
Wow.
So...
You've already sampled it, huh?
Twice.
Wow.
So, let's see here. I have all kind of them. Oh, here's one for you.
Phil. All right. All right.
There is only one state capital in the U.S. without a McDonald's. Hanko.
You don't mean inside the Capitol building. You mean in the city.
There is only one state capital in the U.S., and this is how it's worded, so that's a great question. There is only one state capital in the U.S. without a McDonald's.
That is a good question. I have to say that for Triviathon. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Do you know the place that's not?
I'm going to say it's in Hawaii.
Mm-mm. You have 49 other guesses.
Alaska.
No, 48. What about this? Montpelier, or is it Pelier? Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Oh.
It must be a no-fry zone, Phil.
It must be. Oh, that's Factor Hanko today.
No big plans today?
No, I don't think so. It's, I don't have to run somewhere, so it's kind of
nice. That's kind of nice. Yeah.
To get a few things done.
So my question is, the assessment period is over, but why do you and I continue to have assessments? Every day.
Well, I make marks on there, so I have some.
Do you have do it with other people or no?
Oh,
or
sure.
Is it just me?
Mostly just you, but you have your own drawer. File cabinet drawer.
I want the whole cabinet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Am I working that way?
Well, maybe. Much like I did with Mr. Majeski back in the day at our high school principal, had the whole drawer.
Phil, we have a room
right.
here.
Right.
And then we have another room for you.
Right, right. We shared an office.
Yeah.
And we,
You stayed quite a lot in there, didn't you?
Quite a lot, yep. He and I and Verla Pauls was our secretary, mm-hmm. And things like that. But
did Mr. Marty Richards ever spend any time in there?
Yeah, I think he had a wing, too. So.
What about Brian Alvin?
Yeah, we had quite the class. Quite the spirited school class.
I would, if you want to call it spirited, go right ahead.
Spirited, yeah.
Spirited.
Yeah, and many of us were the babies of the family, too. I've kind of tried to do some analyzing of that. I think that's part of it.
So logistically, it's not your fault.
No. We were all probably spoiled and, whatever. I think our parents were tired by that point.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day and be kind.
Have a good one, Hank.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage. We provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance.
They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
This day in history, in 1812, the War of 1812 began as the U.S. Congress approved and President James Madison signed a declaration of war against Britain. I wrote a theme about that for Mrs. Brathwaite one time. 1979, President Jimmy Carter and Soviet President Leonid Brezhnev signed the SALT II Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty in Vienna. And in 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became America's first woman in space as she and four other astronauts blasted off aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger on a six-day mission. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to John Wayne Welch from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. To Caden Kitsimble from St. Mary's School. To Uncle Dan Ritgern from Caden, Kylie, and Chloe. Susan Curtis from Jim. Love you. Happy birthday, Betty Umbehan from Friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Rita Gulsrud, from mom to grandma to great-grandma, you're not getting old, you're just upgrading. We love you. From Troy, Tori, and Jesse, Amy, Brianna, and Josh, Hannah, Garrett, and Harper. Happy birthday, Brenda Ruland from the Durst Cousins. Mary Beth Oates from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, Mark Rosenau and Brian Keller from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings to Betty Umbehan from Richland Center United Methodist Church and from Schmidt Woodland Hills residents and staff. Desiree Mulholland has a birthday today. Wishes from the RC Lions to Kayla Salaker, to Serena Tukendorf, Nevaeh Parker, and Missy Clone, Desiree Mulholland, and happy anniversary, Dan and Sandy Kramer. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, sending wishes to Mark Wilkinson, Tristan Imhoff, and Maddox Hellenbrand. Also Sandy Sturdivant and Desiree Mulholland. Happy anniversary, Dorothy and Richard Hackle, and Jason and Kelly Meese. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Missy Clone. Happy anniversary, Dan and Sandy Kramer. Wedding anniversary wishes today to Rob and Linda Wanless from Mom and Dad. Have a great day today, Rob and Linda. And happy anniversary to Jason and Kelly Meese. This is with love and best wishes from Sacred Heart Parish. Their best wishes for you on your special day.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Happy 20th anniversary to Kelly and Jason Meese from Mom and your four brothers, Eric, Christopher, and Shannon, Charles, Timmy, and Mariah as well. Have a great day, Kelly and Jason, on your special day. Today we are at 66 degrees, maybe a little bit of rain later today, it says.
Maybe I'm lucky. Sweet little old you, a baby little old you. You don't know what you're doing to little old me. Every time I think of you, I dream of you and only you. So baby, just keep on doing what you're doing to me. Every time my heart skips a little beat, I get a funny feeling from my head to my feet. It happens every time I look at you, I get this funny feeling that sweet little old you, a baby little old you. Just keep it up, baby, what you're doing to me. Every time I kiss your lips, I get the feeling I can't quit. And baby, I'm liking what you're doing to me.
Pride of Boscobel and WRCO, Bobby G. Rice for our special couples today. Joanne has the news coming up. This is Phil Nee wishing you all the best. Have a great Wednesday.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Iceland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 66 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Mainly cloudy with periods of rain, possibly some rumbles of thunder, and a high of 75. Tonight, any showers ending, patchy fog possible with a low of 60. In Richland Center, after a low of 65, we're back up to 66 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers urges Republicans in the legislature to approve investments in broadband. The Democratic governor requested $400 million in his executive budget for the Broadband Expansion Grant Program to provide or improve broadband internet in underserved areas. The governor's request comes as the Trump administration has made sweeping changes to the federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. Evers' office says that will further delay bringing affordable, high-speed internet to more Wisconsin homes and businesses. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin estimates that 39% of Wisconsinites lack access to affordable internet. State's Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement on Friday criticizing the level of school funding in the budget approved by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance. Dr. Underley said the budget motion fails the state students, educators, and public schools, arguing that it raises property taxes, cuts youth mental health funding, and doesn't support students with disabilities. School funding has become a controversial topic in recent years as districts across the state turn to operational referendums to solve budget issues. Some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. It was a quick meeting for the Richland County Board of Supervisors last night. The Board of Supervisors approved MIS to apply for and accept a PSAP grant from Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to provide additional funding for the equipment upgrades and advanced training necessary for Next Generation 911 implementation. The grant would fund up to $750,000 and requires a minimum local match of 10%. And for MIS to apply for and accept an NG911 GIS grant from Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs to provide additional funding for the equipment upgrades and advanced training necessary for Next Generation 911 implementation. The grant would fund up to a maximum allowable reward and requires a minimum local match of 10%. Also approved was a public comment form, which will assist in efforts to establish a process and procedure for managing public comments. It was stated that there are numerous advantages to having an established process and procedure for managing public comments. The public comment form will be available to the public in both electronic and paper formats. The board also approved the appointment of Monica Deaver to the Nutrition Advisory Council as the volunteer driver's representative, replacing Roseanne Knorr. The appointment of Kevin Nolan to the vacant Meals on Wheels participant position. The appointment of David Rasmussen as the Germantown representative, replacing Lee Van Landide. And the appointment of Diane Cox to the Aging ADRC Advisory Committee to be the member representing members over 60, replacing Terry Berg. The courthouse will also be getting two new boilers. The current boilers are non-functioning and in disrepair. Attorney General Josh Call joined a bipartisan coalition of 51 other attorneys general in filing an amicus brief in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit standing with military veterans and their families to ensure they receive full GI Bill education benefits by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The case, Yoon versus Collins, centers on Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yoon, a decorated Army veteran who served nearly 24 years, including deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kosovo. Despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Rudisill versus McDonough, the VA continues to deny Lieutenant Colonel Yoon full GI Bill education benefits and has blocked him from transferring those benefits to his daughter. In Rudisill, the Supreme Court held that veterans who qualify under both the Montgomery and post-911 GI Bills are entitled to 48 months of combined education benefits based on their total length of service. The VA's refusal to apply that ruling to Lieutenant Colonel Yoon's case directly contradicts the Supreme Court's decision and undermines the federal government's commitment to those who have served. The community is invited to attend a free program on healthy living for your brain and body at 4 today. The program is aimed at answering the questions, is there anything I can do to reduce my risk of developing dementia, and how much do lifestyle choices matter? Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body is designed for a general audience, groups interested in healthy aging, and those living with dementia, as well as caregivers, community members, neighbors, and friends. The inclusive program will list strategies for healthy decision-making and will be offered in English with information available in Spanish. Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body, a free program sponsored by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country, will be held today from 4 until 6 at RC Taco in Richland Center. All are welcome. Atlantic hurricane season began this month. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. Help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. A blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Rescue Squad building in Mineral Point. While you may be engaging in outdoor adventures this month, the Red Cross asks you to make an appointment to donate by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for submitting applications to join the Beaver Management Plan Committee is this week. The agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until Friday.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Wednesday, June 18th. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87, of Blue River. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Cazenovia, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion, McNamara Jasper Post 491, will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Cazenovia. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Dolores Lori Grell, 88, of Gotham, died Monday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Dolores Lori Grell, 88, of Gotham. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca. Lori Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lori Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s